the United States will suffer unless there is placed in your government a group that fears the Lord if they cannot love the Lord. They will fear him and find measures to stop the slaughter of the unborn. Stay tuned for tomorrow's news today.
This program is dedicated to help you achieve peace of mind and soul in these troubling times, in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. Now, here is your moderator, Gary Wolshire.
We go to the Book of Life and Love, the Bible. We turn to the second epistle of St. Peter the Apostle, chapter 3, verses 10 through 13, quote, "But the day of the Lord will come as a thief. At that time the heavens will pass away with great violence, and the elements will be dissolved with the heat, and the earth and the works that are in it will be burnt up. Seeing, therefore, that all these things are to be dissolved, what manner of men ought you to be in holy and pious behavior? You who await and hasten toward the coming day of God, by which the heavens, being on fire, will be dissolved, and the elements will melt away by the reason of the heat of the fire. But we look for new heavens and a new earth, according to his promises, wherein dwells justice." Unquote. The Virgin Mary, under the title Our Lady of the Roses, Mary Help of Mothers, appeared to Veronica Lukin from 1970 to 1995. Our Lady brought urgent warnings and prophecies from God the Father in heaven of great events that are to happen in the near future. She came to prepare us and save us if we will only listen and follow her instructions. Now listen carefully as we play an actual recording of the urgent warnings and prophecies given from heaven on April 14, 1984. We start at a point where Veronica is repeating the words of the Blessed Virgin Mary.
Oh, my children, I hear the pleas of mothers with children that have vanished, it seems, from the face of your earth. So big and so numerous are the catastrophes to our homes that you would think, my child and my children, that they would understand and accept the truth that Satan is loosed upon your earth, Satan and his whole legion of devils. Satan and his legion are known to you as 666. Do not cast aside the knowledge I give to you, my chosen few, the knowledge that 666 is Satan and his legion of demons. Do not fall victim to those who are going about the earth discrediting the actual knowledge of the supernatural. They, in their theology and their new mode of living for mankind, what do they expect to happen when there comes upon them illnesses without cure? Illnesses without the knowledge of how it developed and where it came from. All this and much more shall be sent upon your nation and the world as a last resort to bring you back to the fold. My child and my children, the Eternal Father does not wish to lose one of his children. And what can he do with all of the murders of the unborn taking place? For that, One reason among many the United States will suffer unless there is placed into your government a group that fears the Lord if they cannot love the Lord. They will fear him and find measures to stop the slaughter of the unborn. You are taking these babies, these children, from the world before their mission has been performed. Each and every unborn child has been sent upon the earth with a mission to fight Satan. Remove them without the knowledge of God. Remove them. And it is truly said with great sorrow that Satan now rules your governments and the world. Who but you, my children, that hear my voice and my pleas? Only you will be saved. Very those that are saved shall be counted in the few. There will be a most terrible cataclysm and destruction. Now, a lady is pointing up to our right side, her left side, and there's a ball now glowing in the sky directly over on the statue's left side, our right side. And the globe now is one of the world, but there are flames on one side. I am almost looking now into the area. There are flames, and the big hole, oh, it covers half of the globe, the hole. It's like burned out, as though it's been hit by a tremendous big ball of fire. Oh, it's terrible. I can feel the heat. Now I notice that there is a tremendous ball now setting out in the sky by the sun. It's like two giant suns in the sky. But the ball on the right has a tail and is starting to move now around the sun. And as it goes, it's bouncing crazily, as though it's going off course in some manner, this ball. And it's heading now over towards the earth again. It's hit it once, and something happened. And now it's heading for another part of the globe. It's turned its course completely around and is striking the globe. I can see now the whole underside of the globe in flames. Our lady now is placing her first finger to her lip, and she's placing her hand out like this. And the sky now seems to be, the balls and the picture seem to be evaporating because they're blowing away like a mist. And Our Lady is crying now.
We'll pause here for a moment. You're listening to These Last Days radio broadcast. In these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. On October 7, 1997, the Feast of the Most Holy Rosary, NASA announced that astronomers using the Hubble Space Telescope have identified what may be the biggest and brightest star in the universe. Scientists who named the star after the pistol-shaped nebula or glass gas cloud which surrounds it, calling it the Pistol Star. This star cannot be seen with the naked eye now because of interstellar dust between the Earth and the center of our Milky Way galaxy where the star is located. The Pistol Star was first seen in the early 1990s with infrared equipment on Earth-based telescopes, but it was not until recently similar heat-detecting instruments were installed aboard the Hubble Space Telescope so it could provide a better look of what the UCLA team realized the star's significance. This star releases up to 10 million times more power than the sun. It unleashes as much energy in 6 seconds as our sun does in 1 year. The Pistol Star has an estimated 186 to 280 million miles across. The Sun has the diameter of less than a million miles. The Pistol Star is 25,000 light years away from the Earth. A light year is the distance light travels in a year, which is about 6 trillion miles. Now, this is most significant fact. Astronomers in South Africa and Japan first noticed the Pistol Star in the early 1990s, but its true significance was not detected until a recent study, scientists said. Now, in the early 90s, in June 18, 1991, our Lord said, quote, "My child and my children, you will keep a constant vigilance of prayer going throughout your world, because, I repeat again, near the throne of the Eternal Father, he views a ball so immense, so beyond all man's speculation, that it will destroy over three-quarters of the earth. It is in your atmosphere. It has been noticed by few, but the few seek not to bring fear into the hearts of mankind. They do not know that it is the Eternal Father who will now guide that ball." Unquote. It looks like this Pistol Star could be the prophesied star that will destroy three-quarters of the Earth's population in the near future. Time will tell. How can we protect our families, our homes, and our loved ones from this Pistol Star? On June 30, 1984, our Lord said, quote, "Pray and wear your sacramentals, and also, my children, I ask you again to place a crucifix upon your door. Both front and back doors must have a crucifix. I say this to you because there will be carnage within your areas, and this will pass you by if you keep your crucifix upon your doors." Unquote. We have what we call a home protection packet, which contains four crucifixes, a small tube of superadhesive glue, instructions, and testimonies. This home protection packet is available for a donation of $5 plus $3 shipping and handling. Write today, right now. Write These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. The idea of emergency preparedness is spreading rapidly among those who are waking up to the reality of the chaotic economic, geological, political, and environmental climate. There are many reference books available that deal with specific areas of preparedness for an uncertain future. That's the problem. There are too many books. Most of us are busy, and our reading time is precious. That's why this book, titled Basic Preparedness, was written. This is one book that covers the basics plus more. The first four basics for successful survival are food, water, medical, and shelter. This how-to book addresses all of these needs in the first four chapters with easy-to-understand, simple instructions. Learn how to maintain a comfortable survival regardless of the future situation. Learn how to prepare and preserve food. Learn how much food to store and how long it will keep. Learn how to create the most basic household products naturally. Learn how to set up your home to run without power and still be comfortable. Get this book first and get going now. It's better to be ready 1 year too early than 1 day too late. This is one book of a kind titled Basic Preparedness, and it's available for $16.95 plus $4.50 shipping and handling. Order it today. Order it now. Write These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. The title of the book, Basic Preparedness, for $16.95 plus $4.50 shipping and handling. In the past week, the holy hours before our Lord in the Most Blessed Sacrament grew by 988 hours to a grand total of 26,728 holy hours. If you will pledge to do one or more holy hours each week before our Lord in the Most Blessed Sacrament for a year, write us here at These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331, and we will include your holy hours in the total next week. I ask that you pray that Our Lady of the Roses will be the greatest apparition that has ever occurred in the history of the world. At your holy hours, will you also pray that we will have many generous donors to support Our Lady's prophecies on These Last Days radio program. These Last Days Ministries is on the internet at www.tldm.org. We have Our Lady's prophecies, this radio program, and much, much more. Visit us at www.tldm.org. Tell your family and friends about it. And now we again return to the Bayside prophecies given on April 14, 1984. We continue at a point where Veronica is describing what she sees.
Our Lady has moved over to the left side of the sky. And, oh, she's sitting down now on a huge rock. Our Lady is sitting down on a huge rock, and she has now upon her head, when she first appeared, Our Lady had on the Fatima crown. But now I notice she has changed into a different gown. I don't see the gold about the trim of a gown, but she's sitting there very dejectedly. But she has, Our Lady has on her head a crown that's made of like spires of gold. The crown is all gold, but it seems to be all circled about with spires on it. And Our Lady is crying. Now she's looking up, and she's saying, "See, my child, how I sorrowed in the days gone by. Do you not recognize my crown, my child? I heard you mention that in the discourse. It is, my child, the crown of La Salette. I mention this to you, my child and my children, because there was a lesson to be learned. Those who listened did not lose their crops or be subjected to the other means chosen by the Father to bring them to the fold. You, my child, will obtain more knowledge if you will find a copy of some instrument that will tell you of my visit at La Salette." Now Our Lady is she's going back into the sky a bit on the left-hand side, and the sky, now she's pointing upward. Now the sky is turning very pink, a beautiful pink color. It feels very warm. In fact, it's the breeze is blowing, and I can smell flowers, beautiful flowers. It's like a bright, sunny May day. Oh, now there, high over the statue in the sky, I see a circular opening now. It's as though this beautiful light is enlarging upon itself as it's coming forward. The light is coming forward, and I can see Jesus now. He's in the center of the light, and it's like a ball of light. It's much different than what I saw him come through before. This is a round, circular ball of light, and it's just as though he's riding within that ball of light, and it's carrying him down, down, down to... He's now standing over Our Lady's statue. He's looking all about. Our Lady now has returned wearing her white gown with the mantle with the gold trim on it. And oh, she has now on her Fatima crown. Now Our Lady is joining Jesus. He's come just above the tree beyond the statue, and he's standing there now looking all about him. Jesus has on a linen-like, it looks like linen, the gown, and he has on brown skin-like, they look like they're made from some kind of skin, sandals on his feet. And Jesus is wearing this linen-like looking gown with a belting about it of the same material as in his slippers, like an animal skin.
You have just heard part of the Bayside Prophecies given on April 14, 1984. The complete prophecy in printed form is available free. Just call 616-698-6448 or write These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. And now we have the latest news from Veronica Lukens, former secretary and close personal friend, Mrs. Ann Ferguson. Hello, Mrs. Ferguson.
Hello, Gary. It's a pleasure to speak to you and your listeners once again. Now, my first testimony here is from Texas, to Our Lady of the Roses. I would like it known that on August 22nd, 1997, I was healed by Our Blessed Mother and Jesus. I have been completely healed after being sick for a very long time, for having arthritis all over my spine, my lungs, and my neck. My doctor told me there was no cure, that I had to take medication all my life in order to relieve the dreadful pain that were hurting always. And I was thinking, oh, if only I could go to the sacred grounds. I wanted to get to the sacred grounds so I could pray to Jesus and Our Blessed Mother. I had the chance. When I got to the grounds, I prayed to Our Blessed Mother and Jesus. One of the workers gave me a rosary and a medal and a blessed rose, blessed by our Blessed Mother and Jesus. Before I left, I felt very light all over my body and no pain. There was no more pain. The pain left me. And I haven't had a pain anymore, no more hurting. I have not taken medication, not even an aspirin. I have never felt as good in my life. I thank Jesus and Our Blessed Mother for making it possible for me to go to the shrine and to cure me, and then that is sign. Now, I have another party here, and this party here is from New York, to Our Lady of the Roses. I have been a very heavy smoker for years. I became sick with asthma and emphysema. I have tried everything to stop smoking. You name it, I tried. My doctor told me that I would never be able to stop because of my anxiety. I was smoking 2.5 packs a day. I just about lived in the house because I couldn't breathe. Well, in April, while praying the rosary and placing the blessed rose petal on my chest, I asked Our Blessed Mother to please help me. At midnight, I stopped smoking. I have never picked one up since. I do not even have the desire for one, and I never even went through withdrawal attacks. Our Lady is so good. And even though I am still sick with asthma and emphysema, I am doing so much better. I feel so good, thanks to dear Jesus and Our Blessed Mother. Now I have one here from Wyoming. Dear Veronica, I heard about Bayside. It changed my life. I was lukewarm and indifferent towards my faith. I attended church only for baptisms, weddings, funerals, and slept on Sunday. For many years, I abused drugs and was very addicted to them. Drinking and smoking was among my many vices. Dressing immodestly was a habit. I had many other things to my discredit. After reading Bayside message, I started to pray every day my rosary, something I had not done in a very long time. I wore my sacramentals and had my family wearing them too. Soon I began the long struggle back to the state of grace. My rock and roll music was the first to go. 7 months have passed, and I can now see how that music seduced and hypnotized me down the road to drugs. From promiscuity and alcohol and other manner of abominations. Between that music and television, it is no wonder that we no longer recognize sin as sin. I started attending Sunday Mass again, although I cannot receive the sacraments because I married outside the church. I am in the process of having my marriage blessed so I can go to confession, receive communion, something I yearn to do. Then I tackled my drug addiction. It was very difficult and took me 6 months. It tempted me daily. I did, in fact, weaken once, but my guardian angel gave me such a bad time that it ruined my high. I am sure that it won't happen again. After I was able to resist, the temptation of drugs and cigarettes were relatively easy to give up. Soon I began to desire becoming more ladylike in my dress. I asked my lady to supply me with my nice dresses and skirts. My husband was out of work and finances were very high, so buying myself new clothes were out of the question. My mother and I went to garage sale as often as we could, and within a week I was able to pick up several nice skirts and dresses. Now I only wear dresses. I would like to thank Veronica for her courage, perseverance, and constant suffering for souls like mine and my family. And that is fine. God bless you now, Gary.
Thank you, Mrs. Ferguson. In closing, I urgently ask for your prayers and your financial support to help us continue Our Lady of the Roses messages on this station. If you have received a blessing from this program, please pray and ask Our Lady to inspire you as to the amount of the gift. Thank you in advance. And thank you for joining us today. Be sure to join us next week. Until then, may Jesus and Mary richly bless you and protect you and your loved ones in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ comes from heaven with great power and majesty.
You've been listening to These Last Days broadcast. We hope this program has been a blessing to you. We ask you to invite your family, friends, and relatives to join us next week at this time. We plead for your prayers that many will listen to this program and save their souls. Many miracles have occurred through Our Lady of the Roses medal and rose petals, blessed by Jesus and Mary at Bayside. You may obtain these without cost by writing These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. The written messages are available free upon request. Your financial support is urgently needed to ensure this broadcast continues to be heard on this station. It will greatly encourage us in our ministry to hear from you. Please mention the call letters of this station when you write. Again, our mailing address is These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. Thank you.